Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Berger, and this is the April 30th, 2017 edition of the Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. This is the Special Report section, where I take a topic or person or situation that is pertinent to world events and do an in-depth astrological analysis. This will be the special analysis report on the Vedic astrology chart of Donald Trump, the 45th President of the United States. Before we get started, though, an important announcement. The Astrology News Report needs your financial help. Your generous donation of just $10 will keep this podcast going. Of course, you can donate as much as you'd like and show your support with a contribution of any amount. It's easy. Just click on the link at the end of the video. Thank you. And now, on to what's in the stars for Mr. Trump. It's been 100 days since Donald Trump began his tenure as most powerful man in the free world. In that short amount of time, his actions and words have caused a fair amount of alarm amongst everyone from citizens to congressmen to leaders of other countries. Although I have done some chart analysis for Mr. Trump during and since the campaign, I thought some further efforts to better understand who we are dealing with are now warranted. So here goes. The two main significators of any natal chart are the ascendant sign and the moon sign. After that, we have the sign that the ascendant ruler occupies. Notice that in Mr. Trump's chart, all three of these factors are fixed signs. Fixed signs exhibit strong determination. This is both a plus and a curse. Strong determination is good for powering on through to the goal, but simultaneously it doesn't allow for much flexibility once the course is set. Mr. Trump is Leo rising. Leo is the sign of royalty. Leo needs to be appreciated, to be acknowledged. Leo grooves on praise. Most successful wealthy people live in mansions, surrounded by high walls and secluded communities. Not Mr. Trump. He lives in a high-rise apartment building in the middle of the city, with his name emblazoned on the structure where everyone can see it. This is Leo on steroids. Now note that Mars, the planet of action, combat, and victory, is closely conjunct the ascendant degree. Mr. Trump is an action-oriented person, and when cooperation is not forthcoming, he quickly resorts to confrontation, intimidation, and force. Mars has to win, and Leo is miserable in failure. Another downside of Mars in the ascendant is that Mars wants fast results. Mars is impatient. This easily feeds into the Leo predisposition to take risks, to take a gamble. And when things don't go his way, the Mars anger comes up readily. Note that Leo is a lion, a cat. A cat strategizes, waits for the right moment, and then, using the element of surprise, springs into action. As Mr. Trump says, I never show my cards. I never telegraph my intentions. In Vedic astrology chart analysis, the next most important factor after the rising sign is the moon's sign. The moon is the natural planet of the emotions. Mr. Trump was born on a full moon. Being born on a full moon amplifies the emotions, making one highly reactive, subject to extremely intense, even overwhelming emotional responses. Making his moon even more volatile is its association with Ketu, one of the eclipse points. In fact, Mr. Trump was born just hours before a total eclipse of the moon. His moon occupies the fourth house of the chart, putting extra emphasis on fourth house themes like home life, security, property ownership, and comforts. Scorpio, the moon sign, is noted for its talent of acquiring power through forming alliances. Trump has surrounded himself with a cabinet made up of billionaires, generals, and CEOs. In other words, all successful, powerful people. Scorpio also acquires power by appropriating the accomplishments of others, taking the credit for the other person's actions. Scorpio is known for other qualities as well. This is the psychologist of the zodiac, adept at understanding the inner workings of the mind and using that knowledge to manipulate others. Scorpio has extremely powerful intuition. Trump has often been characterized as operating primarily from his instincts. Scorpio can be extremely vindictive when hurt. This sign has trouble letting go of negative emotions, which can build up to dangerous levels. The planet ruling the ascendant is the significator of self, of ego, in the astrology chart. Leo is ruled by the sun. We find the chart's sun up at the top of the chart, in the 10th house of actions in public, status and position, profession and career, renown and notoriety. In this position, the sun picks up a lot of strength for expressing its natural qualities of authority and reputation. The sun is in the very materialistic sign Taurus, the sign that wants to see tangible results and associates success with ownership and wealth. Since the sun represents his first house, the house of self and ego, its placement in Taurus is what impels Mr. Trump to have buildings emblazoned with his name and to even make his name a brand associated with wealth and success. Note that his natal sun is tightly conjunct the eclipse point Rahu and with Uranus. Rahu is a significator of obsession. In the 10th house, it gives an obsession with success and obsession with reputation. Uranus is an indicator of sudden unexpected events, of rebellion, of something unusual. Its placement in the 10th house is a real wild card, adding an element of unpredictability to Mr. Trump's actions and success, giving him both amazing accomplishments and amazing failures, and of course, contributes to his eccentric nature. The question of Mr. Trump's rather loose relationship with objective facts has been noted by many. The planet of facts and data, and the intellect, is Mercury. Interestingly, he does have a strong Mercury. It's in its own sign, Gemini, indicating a facility with facts and data, and an ability with communication, and potentially a strong intellect. Trump himself seems to be aware of this. He constantly refers to himself as a smart person. Gemini is the information vacuum cleaner of the zodiac. Gemini sucks up information and data and loves to find the patterns in the apparent chaos. This is what makes Mr. Trump so fascinated with the media. He is a cable news junkie, tuning in multiple times a day for his daily briefings. Mercury, in its own sign, only emphasizes these Gemini characteristics. Gemini is also the quintessential communication sign. In conversation, in interviews, in press conferences, Trump changes the subject rapidly, throwing out ideas, opinions, supposed facts, one on top of the other. He responds quickly to any question, often detours into other topics. This is typical Gemini behavior. Gemini is able to intuit the thoughts of others and then adjust its own expression to fit the needs of the situation. This is what accounts for Mr. Trump's mental acrobatics. Gemini is not known for patience. Gemini needs to communicate its thoughts now. Twitter is a totally made-for-Gemini medium of expression. We now have our first Twitter president. One of the mysteries of Trump's astrology chart is the rather unusual combination of Saturn and Venus in the 12th house. The 12th house is a mysterious sector of the chart. It is the house of endings and separation, the house of expense and loss, and the house of the subconscious and hidden things. Saturn is the planet of pressure. Saturn is harsh realities. Saturn is an especially negative planet for Leo rising because it is the bitter enemy of the Sun, the ruler of the chart. As the planet representing Capricorn, Saturn represents the sixth house of enemies in a Leo rising chart. And here it is in the 12th house of the subconscious. The interpretation is that there is some hidden problem, anxiety, hidden fear, which has a hold on Mr. Trump and which explains his preoccupation with bad hombres, terrorists, people who do harm. In other words, tantamount to paranoia. And then there is Venus. As a natural benefic planet, Venus has a special meaning in the 12th house. Since Venus is the planet of pleasures, and the 12th house is hidden actions, we get hidden pleasures. Venus represents beauty, luxuries, entertainment, and young females. Venus is the ruler of the Leo chart's 10th house, the house of career. The 12th house is also unknown people, in other words, the masses. Saturn is the planet of structures and buildings, as well as work, and therefore the working class. Of course, most of Mr. Trump's career is associated with providing entertainment, building places of pleasure like hotels and golf courses, and of course, his TV show for entertaining the masses. But then there's another, more sinister interpretation of this Saturn-Venus combination. Saturn represents his sixth house of enemies. Venus is the significator of advice and guidance, and therefore advisors. The 12th house is the house of hidden action, and therefore conspiracies. Leo, the sign of the king, is naturally vulnerable to betrayal within his court. And here we have the source of Mr. Trump's downfall. Betrayal by an advisor. No wonder he's so preoccupied with leaks from his administration. And now we get to the predictive analysis. In the Vimshatari Dasha system, the planetary period system of predictions for Vedic astrology, Mr. Trump is now in a Jupiter major period, which began right around the time of the election. Jupiter is the planet of expansion, of beliefs, of optimism and opportunity. Jupiter is the planet of wisdom, morals, and ethics. Jupiter is the planet of prosperity and wealth. For a Leo rising chart, by way of its signs, Sagittarius and Pisces, Jupiter represents the karma of the fifth house and the eighth house. The fifth house is romance, creativity, children, good past life credit, and speculation and investment. The eighth house is partners' wealth, financial arrangements with others, special knowledge, secret actions, chronic problems, big changes, scandal, and humiliation. In Trump's chart, Jupiter is positioned in his second house, the house of family, personal finances, speech, and values. Thus, he derives his second house income by way of fifth house speculation and investments, and making use of eighth house other people's money, which can also expose him to scandal and humiliation. His children, the fifth house, get involved in his money-making schemes as well. Upon examining his natal Jupiter, we find, once again, like most of his chart, there's something exceptional about it. Donald Trump was born on a day when Jupiter was stationary. That RX symbol after the glyph of Jupiter means it was retrograde, but not really. Jupiter had just come to the end of a retrograde period and went back to direct normal motion later that very day. In other words, it was motionless in the zodiac on the day he was born. In astrology, a stationary planet is considered exceptionally powerful. Since Jupiter is the planet of truth and beliefs, a natal Jupiter that is not moving means that those truths and beliefs are entrenched and intensely personal. Also, Jupiter is accompanied by Neptune, the planet of fantasy, idealism, illusions, and delusion. Neptune combined with Jupiter gives idealistic and delusional beliefs. So, Mr. Trump is very convinced of what he says, which makes him even more persuasive. Remember, this is affecting his second house of speech. He speaks with conviction, with certainty, and that is very appealing to people who are confused, prejudiced, or lacking in real facts. This Jupiter is key to his recent successful run for president, but it's a combination of good and bad. Jupiter rules the sign Sagittarius and Pisces, thus the Jupiter major period activates his fifth house of good past life credit, as well as his eighth house potential for scandal and humiliation. Another point is that the 8th house is chronic problems, including health problems, and retrograde planets have a reputation for damaging one's health during their dasha periods. This is likely to show up in 2019, when Trump begins a Saturn sub-period, which activates his 6th house, the house of problems, which includes health and disease. Now, against the backdrop of his Jupiter dasha, consider what the transiting planets are doing for the rest of 2017. Saturn, the reality check planet, is moving into position to make a major impact on Donald Trump's astrology chart in the middle of 2017. Saturn, now retrograde, backs into Scorpio in late June. From this position, Saturn will be affecting both Mr. Trump's natal moon and natal sun, and simultaneously his Rahu-Ketu axis, and be opposite natal Uranus. Saturn hangs out at the end of Scorpio, affecting Trump's natal planets for several months until late October. Retrograde Saturn is very malefic and has an especially bad reputation in Scorpio, where it is known for uncompromising acts, perversion, and cruelty. As the planet of harsh realities and restriction, opposing his natal sun, which represents himself as well as his position and reputation, this is a rather portentous energy pattern capable of producing very evil results. By connecting with his natal Ketu and natal Rahu, Saturn can deliver an intense karmic blow. Saturn opposing natal Uranus is restriction on freedom. Saturn represents the established order, which for the president would probably be Congress, but also the established structure of rules and regulations, thus the Constitution. But simultaneously, by connecting with his natal moon, the significator of emotions, Saturn will also give Trump an extra dose of pain and anguish. In July, during the midst of this retrograde Saturn transit, Mars will move into Cancer, Mr. Trump's 12th house, where it will immediately impact his natal Saturn and natal Venus. The traditional interpretation of Mars, planet of aggression, transiting through the 12th house of hidden actions is an attack from a hidden enemy. Mars in the 12th house of the subconscious indicates high anxiety. Then, on August 21st, there's a total solar eclipse at 5 degrees Leo in the sidereal zodiac, which puts it right in between his natal Mars and ascendant degree. Eclipses signal changes in general. If they land on an important point or planet in a personal chart, the eclipse causes some change in that person's life. The event doesn't occur on the day of the eclipse, but rather later, when another planet transits through the eclipse point. And that is what happens. On September 2nd, both Mars and retrograde Mercury come together right on 5 degrees Leo, right on Trump's natal Mars and natal ascendant degree. So, something happens, likely some sort of crisis. Mars, the planet of action, continues its transit in his ascendant until October 13th. Immediately on the heels of Mars connecting with the eclipse point in Leo, the nodes, Rahu and Ketu, change signs. Rahu will move to Cancer, Trump's 12th house. Ketu enters Capricorn, his 6th house. These points are considered natural malefics in Vedic astrology. Their effects are strongly karmic in nature and often show up as events connected to the past. Rahu entering the 12th house puts emphasis on 12th house themes such as endings, hidden activities, and unresolved past karma. This transit position is often associated with sacrifice. Ketu, transiting in the 6th house, can bring mysterious problems and diseases. This is also the house of service and the job. Ketu's transit indicates constantly changing conditions in this area of Trump's life. The nodes are in these placements for 19 months until March 2019. Also in September, Jupiter, which should provide some relief, enters Libra, Trump's 3rd house of desires and making efforts, where it will renew the president's idealism and hope for getting things accomplished. But it's doubtful whether he will achieve much with Jupiter in a sign that doesn't give him much support, and considering the other malefic transits happening simultaneously. And then in October, Mars enters Virgo, his 2nd house, and stays until the end of November. The planet of aggression, transiting in the house of speech, only encourages more malicious and even vulgar verbal expression. This part of his chart is already activated by his Jupiter major period. Mars combined with natal Jupiter puts Trump in the position of having to defend his beliefs, often with anger. Mars combining with natal Jupiter can also bring some kind of confrontation with another of Jupiter's significations, the law. Okay, that's going to be a few of the highlights of 2017. Of course, I will be returning to President Trump's chart in future episodes of this blog as events transpire. And before leaving, let me remind viewers to please consider making a contribution to help keep this video channel going. $10, $20, any amount helps. Just click on or touch the link, which takes you to the donation page. Thanks.